Well, today I have a serious and important episode for you, and it's going to run longer than the normal 5-minute Friday segment for sure. It seems like we get a new study, over and over and over that are showing mental health issues for kids are getting worse. Sadness, suicide, self-harm, rates of depression, all of these things seem to be getting worse by the day. All the stats are moving in the wrong direction. And we don't really need the studies. We can see this with our own eyes when we look at our kids' world that they're growing up in. We watch the news, we see the headlines, we see what's going on around us. We don't really need the studies. They just reinforce what we already know. And why is this? Why is this happening? Why does this seem to be getting worse year after year? It's a big topic. There's a lot of points to consider. That's what I'm going to talk about today. So let's get started.
This is the Significant Man Recharge Show. I'm your host, Warren Peterson, and welcome to the 5-Minute Friday.
Well, this can be a pretty challenging topic to discuss. I understand that. And where I want to begin with you today are a few statistics, a couple things over the last several years. In 2019, Reuters reported that suicidal thinking, severe depression, and rates of self-injury among U.S. college students more than doubled in less than a decade. Then a couple years later, 2021, the U.S. CDC found that 3 out of 5 high school girls reported feelings of persistent sadness or hopelessness, which is almost a 60% increase from a decade ago. And beyond that, nearly 30% reported that they seriously considered attempting suicide. So we have 6 out of 10 with persistent sadness and hopelessness, and 3 out of 10 seriously considering suicide. Those statistics are alarming, and they've only gotten worse. So what's going on? What's changed? Why are kids so sad and hopeless and depressed? What's going on here? So I want to give you a few things to consider. You might not agree with all these, and that's okay. But first is mobile phones, social media. I know it's easy to blame phones, but we do have to really think about what has their impact been on this issue. Addiction is a very real thing. Comparison is a very real thing. Social contagion is a very real thing. And the people who work at these social media companies, they know this. I have a quote here for you from an internal Facebook presentation. It says this: "We make body images worse for 1 out of 3 girls. Teens blame Instagram for increases in the rate of anxiety and depression, and this reaction was unprompted and consistent across all groups." So phones, social media, is causing kids to be depressed because they look at it and they compare themselves to someone else's life. They compare their reality to someone else's perfection. And they know it's fake. They're aware, but it still occurs. So phones, that's a big, big change over the last 10, 15 years. Something else that was huge was the COVID lockdowns. This is something I was against since the very beginning. I've been talking about mental health issues and what's going to be a response of the COVID lockdowns. It wasn't the disease itself that caused kids problems, that caused teens problems. It was the lockdowns and the way that children were taught about what was going on there. It was panic. It was fear. That has increased isolation. It increased loneliness. And there are many, many kids who would report today that what really started to change for them was the COVID lockdown, and it hasn't gotten any better. They lost friends, they lost sports, they lost activities, they lost a lot of stuff because of that. And then we think about some of the stuff that's taught and some of the stuff that kids learn today. They learn there's no such thing as absolute truth. It's just your truth and my truth, what you think is right for you, what I think is right for me. So there is no such thing as truth. There's no right and wrong. It's all a scale of what do you think, what do you feel. And beyond that, we're getting to the point of 1984 in Winston, where it's not enough to say 2 + 2 = 5. You have to believe it. So I would say this is what my truth is, and until you believe it, you're an evil, hateful person. That's being taught. That's being learned. Kids are learning there is no such thing as true justice. This used to be very evident in the issue of rich and poor. We've known that. It's existed for thousands of years. The Bible even speaks to that particular issue. So we've known that, but what's been added recently is now we have political elements running into that. If you're on one side of the political spectrum and you commit a crime, you're going to have some serious repercussions. If you're on the other side of the political spectrum and you commit the exact same crime, nothing. So kids see that and they realize, well, there's no justice. So there's no truth. There's no right and wrong. There's no justice. Then they learn that our country, speaking in the United States here, it's a racist, oppressive, horrible country at its core. It's been that way since its founding, and it still is. So there's no reason to be to have any level of pride or appreciation for your own country. We're taught capitalism is horrible. It's this evil thing that's designed to only make rich people richer and only make poor people poorer. Kids are taught that the world is going to end soon because of global warming. Or rather climate change. We had to change the terminology there. So there's going to be no planet in 10 years. There's going to be no planet in 15 years. All of the snow is going to be gone. The ice caps are going to melt. Every polar bear is going to die. That's what kids are taught. So there's nothing that really matters because the world's going to end anyway. So why get married? Why have kids? There's no future. Kids are taught that there's no real thing that's a fixed identity. You can change your identity whenever you want. You can become whomever you want, whenever you want. So there's no foundation there. There's no fixed identity there. The nuclear family is obsolete. So no need for a child to have a mother and father. That's an old-fashioned idea. So we don't need that anymore either. There's no foundation of God. There's no foundation of Jesus. No foundation of Christianity. In fact, those things are taught as the problem. Christianity is the problem. It's also oppressive. It also holds women back, or like all of these things are taught. So really, it's surprising that there are any kids who aren't depressed, who are not dealing with mental health issues, when you realize just what the world and our society and our culture is currently pushing down onto kids' throats. There's no Jesus. There's no God. The planet is going to be destroyed. The country's history is evil. There's no future to look forward to. There's nothing to believe in, other than maybe your current self-image or how many followers do you have on social media. That's it. So of course kids are going to be depressed. How could you not be? Even me just thinking of these things, I'm like, yeah, I would be depressed if that's what I was taught, if that's what I learned as well. So what do we do? As you're leading your family, you've got to be aware of these things. It's too easy to ignore this stuff and just get home and turn on the TV or watch Netflix or something like that. And you jump on your phone and your kids jump on their phone. It's too easy to ignore all this. So you can't do that. You need to be aware of the world that our kids are being raised in. You need to teach them the opposite, so to speak. You need to teach them the other side of each one of those points. You need to show them love in all situations, whether they say or do something that you agree with or disagree with, it doesn't matter. You have to love your kids. You have to provide them with hope. Because again, if that's the list of things that you're taught, you don't have any hope. So you need to provide them with hope. Give them hope. Show them that there's another way that this can go. It doesn't have to be bleak. The future doesn't have to be so hopeless as they've been taught. You have to do this with your kids. You have to do this with the friends of your kids when they, you know, come over to your house or when you see them, nieces, nephews, kids at church, out in the community. You need to be somebody who is providing hope with your words, with your actions. You need to be known and become that person. You need to teach them the truth of the love of God. You need to teach them the hope that is found in Jesus. That has to be the foundation that you raise them in. They're being raised in a world with no foundation, with no right and wrong, with no absolute truth. Give them that. Give them a real foundation, something that they can go to when times are difficult, when times are rough, because you know that's going to happen. So provide them with that. Teach them that. And do your best to see your kids and every other kid, see them and love them the same way Jesus did. So yeah, your kid might be on social media, might be on phones too much. Don't just show up and start judging. Love that child. Provide them a different way. They might be confused by what they're taught at school. Love that child. Show them a different way. The world is going to keep on teaching your kids things that will make them sad, things that will make them feel hopelessness, and things that will make them depressed. You need to shine your light and you need to show them a different way. You need to be that person. In this world that seems to be getting darker and darker every day, you need to be somebody who is shining light in that darkness. And ultimately, you have to make sure that that is rooted in Scripture, that the foundation is Jesus. Because without that, you're just building that house on sand. You're just building that house on a dry riverbed. And as soon as the water comes, as soon as the difficulty comes, it's just going to get washed away. So I know this has been a bit heavier than the normal episodes that we do here. I know it's been a bit longer, but right now, these issues are front and center in this world that we live in, the world that our kids live in. So remember this. It's your job to provide them some hope. It's your job to provide them with some teaching to counter the world that they live in. And ultimately, make sure that whatever you're doing, it leads them to the hope and the teaching that's found in Jesus. If you found this episode today helpful or thought-provoking, please make sure you share this with some of your friends, some of your family members. I'm sure that somebody out there in your circle, they need to hear this message as well, and they need to be thinking about these things also. So make sure you do that. And please be sure to subscribe to this show wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you watch on YouTube, you know, make sure you subscribe there. And like it and review it and leave your comments. All those things really help other people find the show. So thank you for that. All right, we'll go back to the normal 5-minute format next week. So I'll see you then. Have a great week and enjoy the next show.